The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today.
The Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, is bringing in a ban on XL bully dogs. It's going to be implemented in two phases. The first, which takes effect in October, will make it illegal to breed, import, sell or rehome the breed. It also means that there will be no new owners of XL bully dogs from October. Then from the 1st of February next year, it will be illegal to own an XL bully unless the owner has a certificate of exemption, which ensures that a dog has a license and is microchipped and is neutered. This applies to those people who already have this breed of dog. We have two guests with us. We're going to start with Senator Erin McGreehan, who this year introduced legislation in the Shannon aimed at strengthening the Control of Dogs Act. What do you make of this decision by the Minister, Erin?
Good evening, Matt. Yeah, I absolutely welcome this decision. It's all down to implementation now and how we go about it. I think it's a really important move. And also, we have to remember, it's also in line with our neighbours in Northern Ireland and in the UK. So these two islands now will have this ban on XL bully dogs. And I think that's welcome, because for dog welfare, dog control, I think it's better that we do work on a two island basis. And I absolutely think this 100% will save lives in the long run, and it also will prevent serious injury. And I think that's only to be welcomed.
Why do you think it's necessary?
Because XL bully dogs are incredibly dangerous. They're bred to be dangerous. All animals are volatile. You know, they're animals. But XL bullies, as I said, have been mutated, have been breeded with different types of other dogs to ensure that they're hugely muscular. They have massive heads, they're massive dogs. Well, not tall dogs, but they're incredibly strong. And once they bite, they tend not to let go. They're huge strength. That means that, like, when it's not like you're getting a snap of a little terrier, and yes, that can be very sore. But when an XL bully bites you, you're going to have life changing, potentially life damaging, or fatal injuries. So I think that it's clear to me why you'd not want any more of these dogs in the country. It's quite obvious, and it's a right move, I think.
Martina Kenny is with us from My Lovely Horse Rescue. Martina, what do you make of this government initiative?
So I don't really agree with everything there that has been said. First of all, some of those dogs are very sweet-natured dogs. It's just like everything, it's a bad owner. Yes, they are very strong dogs. I will absolutely agree with you on that. Yes, they can be dangerous dogs. There's a lot of other dogs that can be dangerous too. But we have a lot of dangerous humans as well in this world. I do agree with the dog registering. I do agree with the certificate. I do agree with the proof of training and a muzzle. Without a doubt, these things have to be enforced. But saying that a rescue then can't rehome one of these dogs, I think is absolutely disgraceful. I think, you know, yeah, we send them out neutered anyway. So eventually, maybe they will, you know, there would be less of them. But, like, is Ireland actually thinking that we're going to have none whatsoever? I mean, seriously, you're supposed to have your dog microchipped. Well, good luck. We've really been great with that, haven't we? We've allowed people to breed for years. We've allowed backyard breeders. We've allowed biggest puppy farm in the EU is Ireland. So therefore, we've allowed all these things. And now what do? We decide, yes, ban, do whatever. Who's going to enforce all this? We don't have enough. We don't have enough wardens, and we certainly don't have enough guards to take this on. There's a dog crisis going on in Ireland already that I've never seen in my life being so big.
Sorry, what do you mean a dog crisis?
We have a huge dog crisis. Every single rescue and shelter is stuffed to the gill with dogs. Dogs are roaming the streets every day. We get calls. I've never come across it in my life. Honest to God, I am not lying. It is unbelievable. You ask anybody in dog rescue or the pounds. So now this comes in. Where the hell are all these dogs going to go? Because there isn't any room. We're saying no to like loads of dogs, hundreds a week. No, we can't. We can't.
What's happening to them, Martha? Martina, are they been put down?
Which the dogs that are just...
Yeah, that have been abandoned.
Some are being put down. Some are wandering the streets as we speak. Like, and now because of this, it's like a huge scare. We've just put a huge risk now today on people because they will abandon these dogs. You know, now, right now, there's somebody at home saying, "Get that dog out of here," and that is happening. And then we're posing.
But sorry, Martina, wouldn't that imply that they're a bad owner to start with if they're just going to abandon a dog? That if you are going to have a dog, there is a way to do it, and that is to have it licensed, microchipped, and neutered. That you can do that with existing dogs.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. I'm talking about just any dog. There's a huge dog crisis, so we're adding this dog to the dog crisis, because there's every type of dog right now. After COVID, there's a huge problem. Housing crisis, huge problem. Landlords won't allow dogs in. People are begging for you to take their dogs every day. And now we have this on top of it. And then being told that rescues can't help the dog. That's the part. Otherwise, I absolutely say, yeah, like other European countries have done this. They've said, no, dog registered, certificate, proof of training, muzzled. Perfect. Yes, we should all do that. But who's going to enforce it? How are they going to enforce this? I was on a thing today and one of the wardens said there's literally about 4,000 dogs per warden in this country. That's a lot of dogs.
Erin McGreehan, what's your response to what we've just heard from Martina Kenny?
Well, on one point, I would absolutely agree with her, and it's the fact that this is down to enforcement. And, you know, the bill that I put in would have stressed the need for, you know, extra dog wardens. We have 52 full-time dog wardens in the country, 22 part-time. We need to up that. We also need to strengthen their powers. You know, law must be enacted that the dog warden can enter properties to check whether the dog is in a suitable home, whether they're in, you know, whether proper walls, fences and homes. And I do think, and to make sure they have licenses and they are microchipped. We absolutely, and I would agree there, with the fact that we have allowed, a lawless breeding culture in Ireland with dogs, 100%. But I think just because one thing hasn't been done properly, that this isn't right. And, you know, dog owners who own XL bullies now are going to all of a sudden realise that these dogs are dangerous and, you know, give them up. Well, pity, I have no time for them. They shouldn't have those XL bullies dogs in the first place if they're going to give them up now. They don't necessarily love that dog that well. So there are about 400 types of dogs in breeds of dogs. You can love some other type of dog. I have no sympathy. I have no time for these dogs. And yes, they didn't ask to be born, but no person's life is worth more than a dog's life. And I can, you know, people can disagree with me on that, but I'm absolutely firm on that matter.
Okay.
Too many people have been hurt, killed, and damaged by these dogs. And yes, it's down to implementation, enforcement, and budget 25 should be very clear on increased budget for rescues and set and shelters.
Senator Erin McGreehan, thank you. Very brief last word from you, Martina Kenny, from My Lovely Horse Rescue.
I would like them to just at least look at the fact of to help rescues, that we can at least help them to rehome them. Let's not just completely go absolutely crazy on this, but let's do it small bits. And I do agree, we do have to do something about it. But let's go with the certificate, the proof of training, and let's find out who's going to enforce it.
Thank you very much, Martina.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.